So today's episode is a remastered episode from season one. The reason why I did this is because I was supposed to be having an event, but due to health reasons, I went ahead and canceled it. But since I already have this all set up, I hope you enjoy and please share. Welcome to the Principles of Success. And today's episode is mainly focused on controlling your mental state. When you have your mental state in order and you are emotionally stable, it is so much easier to be happy and enjoy life when you have that control. So that's kind of the main overarching idea for this episode, and we're going to talk about a bunch of different stuff. First off, let's talk about body language.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tony Robbins has a saying he likes, and it is motion creates emotion. It's essentially mind-body connection. Your posture greatly affects your moods, and your moods greatly affect your posture, which is why you can tell when somebody's sad, when they're slumping over and a little more closed up, looking down. That when you get sad, your body goes into that position. And when your body is in that position, like, I don't know, maybe you're staring at your phone, crunched up on a chair, staring down at it, you can be more susceptible to those emotions. That is why I try to do these episodes standing up, because when you're standing, you have more energy and you can project more energy into the microphone to be able to do a better job, because you have more energy. You have more energy when you're standing up. I prefer sitting down, so there's plenty of episodes where I've done sitting down as well, but your body creates emotion. And there's great videos and great TED Talks on power positions, and it's standing in positions that make you feel more confident, more energetic. But essentially, just think of expressing that emotion through your body language, and when you put your body into that position, it'll be easier to feel that emotion. That's why some self-help people suggest sticking a pencil in your mouth, because when you stick a pencil in your mouth, like a dog, you're using the same muscles that create a smile, and so you're kind of forcing your body to smile, and then you feel happier. So that's the first one of controlling your mental state, and that's with body language. Next, let's talk about attitude. Attitude is perceived reality. What I mean by that is what your attitude is creates the reality that you're around. Fantastic example of this is actually couple of my friends constantly talk about how everyone seems to be super judgmental and is constantly judging them. And then the same group of people that they're talking about with referring to judging them, I don't get that vibe at all. And the interesting thing is people like them more than they like me. They're just more likable than I am. That's just a fact. So the fact that they feel more judged than I do, it's interesting, and it's because they're constantly perceiving that people are judging them. So your attitude affects things strongly. That goes into the next thing, which is positive thinking, optimism. Your attitude affects every aspect of your life. It changes the reality of your life. So when you have a poor attitude, when you're thinking negatively, you're going to affect your life negatively. And when you're thinking positively, you're going to affect it positively. And that goes into the next thing, which is getting control of that inner dialogue in your head. Now, personally, I believe that that inner voice is Satan, for the most part, and he's trying to make you miserable. And so you should just tell him to shut up and leave you alone. Doesn't work all the time, but knowing that that is not just you, that it is somebody maliciously purposely trying to make you miserable, then it's easier to call them out for the lies they are. And most of the inner dialogue that is negative and self-sabotaging, because we all have lots of inner negative dialogue that goes on inside our heads, and it's all self-sabotaging, just tell it to shut up. Get control over it. Don't listen to that voice. Think positively. Think optimistically. Hope for the best. Use the body language to help get that attitude in sync. And when you have a good attitude, it's easier to be happy. And you have to nurture that good attitude. It doesn't just come naturally. Again, happiness takes hard work. All the principles of success still apply to happiness. The next aspect that I want to talk about is guarding the door to your mind. Basically, how do you expect to be happy when you bombard your brain with a bunch of negative bullcrap at 24/7 hours a day, listen to that negative voice, and listen to society and everybody complaining about everything and not putting in any good inputs, and you're expecting to get a happy, well-adjusted viewpoint out of life? You gotta make sure that the things that are being let into your mind are positive. You're still gonna have plenty of negative stuff that happens in your life, and it's gonna be hard, but you can minimize that as much as possible. And then, in addition, which all of you are already doing because you're listening to this podcast, you need to put in as much positive energy that you can possibly put in into your life. So, that goes to listening to positive media, doing things that make you healthier, working out, all that kind of stuff. When you put in more positive inputs and try to minimize the negative inputs, it's easier to be happier. So that's what I mean by guarding the door to your mind. It's your responsibility, your mind, so you have to make sure that the bad guys don't come in and trash your house. Make sure that they get kicked out, be a good bouncer and kick them out. You don't want them ruining your nice furniture, so get rid of them. And that goes to the next thing, and it is being selfish. Now, I want to clarify real quick. Being selfless is the easiest way to be happy. Doing service for others and helping others biologically makes you happier. Being selfish, when I'm referring to that, is being selfish with your time, with your energy, with your attention. I was listening to a book last night, and just how I'm wired, I always want to finish things, but I was a good 2 hours into it and was like, I haven't gotten a single useful thing out of this book yet. And it wasn't a fun book, it was a book on the brain. I was like, I haven't gotten a single useful thing out of it, and I had to put it down. Or I decided to put it down because it was just a waste of my time. And there was many more useful books that I could be reading. But really what I'm talking about with this is don't waste your time with negative, miserable people. Now, you might love them and you might want to help them, that's different. But spending time just to spend time with people that are not good for you, that make you feel like crap, you need to be more selfish about that. You need to be selfish with your time, even with your loved ones, to make sure that you do the things that you need to do in order to be happier and function. Great example of this that a lot of successful people talk about is you need to be selfish with your time and make sure that you go and work out every single day, even if you're busy, even if your loved ones want to see you more. It is better for you and better for them that you're happy if you go and work out every day and are selfish with that time and make sure nothing gets in the way of that time, so that way you can be more there for them the rest of the time. So that's what I mean by being selfish. Being selfless, that part, we will talk more about it next week, but being selfless is also extremely important. Doing service for others is important and will make you happier. Anyway, I think that covers the main points, there's one more. But I'll get to that in a second. They all converge into controlling your mental state, doing the little things that help you be more emotionally stable, more in control. And when you do those things, it is a whole lot easier to be happy and to be there for your loved ones. I don't remember if it was last week's book review. It is a moral obligation for you to be happy. Because when you are happier, you're able to be there more for the ones that you love. And you're just nicer. So, be selfish with that time. Get control of your mental state. Study it up. There's lots and lots of material out there. Study body language. Study Tony Robbins and his emotional messages and human needs and all of that. which we will also be talking about next week more in depth. So, get control of your mind. If you need to, if there's biological reasons why you're having issues, study the health episodes. Maybe take some medicine to get you on your feet. And then do the practices to make sure that you can get off those medicines. So, with that, I'm going to leave that here for today. And wait, I almost forgot. I had one more thing. Gratitude. Let's talk about gratitude real quick. Gratitude is extremely important for shaping your attitude, for shaping your mindset. When you are grateful for things, even little things, minor things, big things, weird things, everyday things, special things, when you are grateful for those things, you enjoy life more. So, one of the best practices, and I am very guilty of not doing it, is just to wake up each morning and try and think of 1 to 3 things that you are grateful for that day. And they can be as simple as, I am grateful that I am not cold because I have a heater. And it can be as deep as, I am grateful for all the hundreds of people who listen to this podcast. And maybe you're grateful for this podcast, I don't know. But just think of great things that you are grateful for. Be grateful for making it to work on time, even though you don't want to be at that job. Be thankful for the job that you hate because it helps you provide money, and hopefully you're using that money to get ahead so you can get rid of that job that you hate. But when you're grateful, it shapes your attitude, and it's harder to be sad when you are grateful. So with that, I'll see you all next week.